Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mom Hubert, myself, and Loretta on the line. So, Auntie Carrie, if you could go ahead and start us off in Joshua 20, and then we'll look for others to join.
Okay. Joshua 20. The Lord also spoke unto Joshua, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, where I spake unto you by the hands of Moses, that the snare that killeth any person unawareness and unwillingly may flee hither. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he does that, flee unto one of these cities, shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and shall declare his call in the ears of the elder of that city. They shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, and he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of the blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer unto his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwillingly, and he hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in the city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest, that he shall be in those days. Then shall he slay return and come unto his own city and to his own house, unto the city from which he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee for Mount Nebo, and Shimon the Mount Ephron, and Kadesh Abar, which is Hebron in the mountain of Judah, and on the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramah and Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and the Gilead and Bashan out of the tribe of the Manasseh. These were the cities appointed unto the children of Israel, and for the strangers that sojourn among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawareness might flee hither, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stand before the congregation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Angela.
Alrighty, we had one more caller to John, and that was Auntie Di. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll go ahead and do a roll call, and we'll proceed with our call tonight. Again, we have Auntie Jackie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mom, Hubert, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Welcome to the Nellon Family and Friends Walking with Jesus Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 All righty. Loretta, we have Sister Shirley to volunteer for the opening prayer. She's not on this evening. Do you want Justin to take care of that?
Okay, everyone bow their head for the opening prayer, please. God of grace, we open our hearts, our mind, and soul to worship you. Thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together, we join with all Christians across the world to glorify your holy name. Come be with us, inspire us, and lead us in our time together. We ask all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that opening prayer, Loretta, and thanks for jumping right in. Okay, we're going to move right along on our worship service. And next item is we're going to do a worship song. The title is He's an On-Time God by Body People.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 It's a long time, God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's go ahead and get on into our beautiful program. Again, the first round, if you have any Bible verses or any teaching that you would like to share with the team, please do so when I call your name. If not, just say pass. Let's go ahead and start.
You had a couple more callers to call in during the song.
Oh, I didn't see that. Hold on. We have Daniel to join. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
God bless you.
Are you still a listener, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And we also had Sister Shirley to join. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Sister Shirley, we went ahead and got started. I know I had you down for the opening prayer. Would you be willing to do the closing prayer?
I will.
Okay.
Amen.
We'll give you time to come up. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and start it off. We're going to start off with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 25, from 31 to 46. Jesus speaking and oaths. The subject is sensitive to hurting humility. Jesus teaching about the judgment of the nation. He said that when we come in his glory with all the angels, he will sit on his throne and all nations will be gathered before him. Then he will separate them. Those who are classified as sheep are those who were sensitive to the pain of others. Those who were insensitive to others suffer will be designated as goats. Jesus lists several requirements for would-be sheep. Those who seek to enter his kingdom. They are asked to feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, take in strangers, clothe the naked, tend the sick, and visit those who are in prison. These words of Jesus from the basis of the frequent criticism, social gospel. Some Christians believe that the church must not become involved in the social life of the community, but only in saving souls. But Jesus reminds us that we need to be concerned about the whole person, not just his or her soul. Jesus seemed to declare that social responsibility is a necessary response of God, people. If we are sensitive to the hurt of our fellow human beings and proceed to alleviate the pain, we are positive to inherit the kingdom of God. If we are to have a true community, then we must be involved in creating the kind of just society envisioned by the great prophet and proclaimed by our Lord himself. Lord, help me to be concerned about the plight of this heritage. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mom, for that reading out of Matthew 25, 31, and 46. As I begin to call on the next people, if you're reading out of a verse, can you take a second after you say the verse to allow me to write it down? I'd just like to follow and make sure I capture where you guys are coming from, if you don't mind. Next, I have Loretta.
Yes,
Okay, I am coming out of Joel Olsing. The title is Expect God's Best, and the reading is out of Isaiah 40, 31.
Thank you.
And it goes on to say, what are you expecting in life? Good things? Bad things? Big things? Little things? Or anything at all? God wants you to get your hopes up. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The definition for hope is confidence and expectancy. Did you know you can't even have faith if you don't first have hope? Your expectations set the limits for your life. If you never expect anything good, you're never going to receive anything good. If you don't expect things to get better, then nothing will get better. God promises to meet you at your level of expectancy. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, be it done unto you. And one translation simply says, have what your faith expects. Start expecting to overcome every challenge you face and for God to meet all of your needs. Live every day of your life filled with anticipation that God is going to bless you abundantly above and beyond your wildest dreams. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for reading out of Isaiah 40. All righty. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm also coming out of the book of Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keep thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keep the Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in, from this time forward, and even forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Psalms 121. Next, I have Hubert.
I'll be coming out of Matthew 12, verse 38 through 45. Being somewhat a Pharisee, being somewhat a Pharisee, and teacher of the law said to him, teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, a wicked and adulterous generation ask for miraculous signs. But none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment for this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment for this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. When the evil spirit come out of a man, it goes through a weird place, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes it 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew 12.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Okay. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. He returned to the earth. And every day is our his thought perish. Happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, sea, and all that therein, which keepeth truth forever, which execute judgment for the oppressed, give food to the hungry. The Lord loosened the prisoner. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteousness. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thou, God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, I.T. Carey, out of Psalms 146. I will go next. And I'm going to be coming out of John 14, 1 through 14. And I'm going to start it off with a question. All righty. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit serves as our teacher. He dwells inside of us, but only those that are true believers. He's our comforter, and he gives us strength. He's an inspiration to us. He reveals to us scriptures. He intercedes with us in prayer. And some of his characters are that he's a mind, meaning that he's lined up with God's will. He's also a will. A will meaning that he gives you the will of God.
He also has emotions. He grieves. He gives joy. And he testifies about our Father. He connects the Word of God with us. He leads us by the Spirit of God. He reveals the truth to us. He helps us in our weakness. And he also searches the deep trials and things of God. He is real and alive, as I said, inside of us that are true believers, to help us with the outside of us. The Holy Ghost is where the supernatural lives within us. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Hey, next we have Sister Shirley. We have Sister Shirley.
I'm sorry. I will be coming from the book of John. John, the first chapter, the first through the 11th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life is the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness for the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of John 1.
Amen.
1 through 6, 1 through 11. Amen. Excuse me. Well, that actually concludes our first round, but what I would like to do is just do a summary of what all we talked about. And I'll start off with what Auntie Carrie shared with us, Psalms 146. And mainly the theme is praise the Lord. Auntie Di came out of Psalms 100, and that theme is forgiving thanks to the Lord. Auntie Betty came out of Psalm 121, and that says, where does we get our help from? Mom came out of Matthew 25, and that discussed the theme of the sheep and the goats. Hubert came out of Matthew 12, which was the sign of Jonah. And Loretta came out of Isaiah 40. Can't read my writing. The comfort for God's people. And I came out of John 14, and basically the theme is Jesus appears to the disciples. And Sister Shirley came out of John 1, and the theme there is the Word became flesh. What a beautiful sharing the Word of the God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. The next item on our agenda is the sick and shut-in. So before we pray, I just want to make sure, do we have any new members that we want to have a special prayer for? Okay. Going over our list, and based on the progress report of Miss Kamisha, I was going to go ahead and remove her from the list, but definitely not from our thoughts and prayers. Do anyone have any objection to that?
Nope.
All right, if you would bow your heads for the sick and shut-in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut-in families and friends, with a special
yes.
prayer for Auntie Eileen, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, and for Mr. Joseph. By the light and truth of Jesus, I lift my loved one to you, Lord. By the hope of the Redeemer, I pray for your healing power to break through us, Lord. By the peace and the grace of the living one, I place them safely in your care, Lord. By the death and resurrection of the King of Kings, Lord, may your restoration now flow through our prayers. By the greatest gift of love ever known, Lord, help us care for them as you would do. And by the hope and strength of the living God, Lord, we place our trust and faith in you. Amen.
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 Amen. Angela, I think you forgot Ebony, Oliver's daughter.
Okay, okay. Okay, let me add that. I didn't write it down. Okay. Thank you, Loretta. All right. Amen. Okay. The next thing is to acknowledge our birthday for the week of July 26th through August the 1st. Can't believe this month is over with already. Wow. I'm still trying to write June sometimes. Anyway, I have July, Hubert, is it the 27th or the 28th for Pam Hanks? 28th. Okay, I had it twice, the 28th and one the 27th. Okay, so we have Pam Hanks on July the 28th, and we have Auntie Marie Allen on August the 1st. Are there any other birthdays that we would like to add to our list?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So, Auntie Betty, would you like to sing the birthday song for us this week?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay. We're going to do our second round table. Again, this is an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song. And if you don't have anything to share this week, just pass. Okay. Let's start off with Mom. Have. All righty, that was good.
I'll sing an old hymn, Pass Me Not.
Amen.
All right.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee, when in heaven but Savior, Savior, Hear my humble cry, while on other thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not pass me by.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Huber, for that song. And I heard Mom in the background, so she didn't really pass, did she? All right. Right. Thank you. Next, I have Loretta.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Carrie.
I want to read this song. I don't know how to sing it, but I just want to read it. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Days are filled with such sorrows and care. Hearts are lonely and dear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Cast your cares on Jesus today. Leave your burdens and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Carrie, what was the name of your song?
Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Okay, that's what I got. Okay, awesome. Thank you. All righty. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Oh, I'm gonna sing a little verse of Jesus Love Me. I'm gonna try anyway. Jesus loves me, yes I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones who don't belong, they are weak, but he is grown. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me that I know, as he loved so long ago, taking children on his knee, saying, let him come to me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that song, Auntie Dot. Jesus loves me. Amen. Alrighty. Next we have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Alrighty. That leaves us with Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. All right, Danny. Do you want Danny Man? Do you want to say hello?
There's no clip now.
He's still there. All righty. Hey, there you are.
I can say God bless everybody.
Amen.
Good night. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We love you. Have a safe week.
You too. Thank you for joining. We appreciate it. Okay. On the net, kind of left myself last. I just wanted to have a brief testimony. We've been studying about wisdom in my Bible study class, Sunday school class, I guess. And I used to always have a question in my mind that
where did I get wisdom from? I wasn't in church like I should have been. I wasn't studying the Bible like I should have been. But one thing that the Holy Spirit revealed to me today was that once you get baptized, that's when the Holy Spirit comes within you. And I remember that I got baptized at a very young age. And what's important about the testimony for me is I realized I thought I was doing everything on my own, but I realize now that God, the Holy Spirit was guiding me. And then I didn't even know it. So just imagine what's going to come out of me now that I know that he's guiding me. So I just want to share that testimony.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lady. Okay. Before we move on, let's go ahead and sign part from for next week, because that concludes our round. I have Joshua 21. Do I have a volunteer to read Joshua 21?
Sister Shirley.
All right. Thank you, Sister Shirley. Next, do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? All righty. How about the closing prayer? You do
I'll
what?
I'll do the opening prayer, Angela.
Okay. You know you're hosting next week. You okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. How about a volunteer for the closing?
I close.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. We have Sister Shirley doing Joshua 21. We have Loretta doing the opening prayer, and we have Hubert doing our closing prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Going to go ahead with our next worship song, and the title is Men of Your Word by Maverick City Music. I'm going to play a part of it, and then I'm going to come in and conclude, and then I will play the other part. If you don't want to stay on to listen to the second part, by all means, you can dismiss yourself. I just want to let you guys know how that was going to go.
Amen.
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 I'm a man of your word. Yeah. Yeah. This is what it says. All things are possible when we believe. Old chains are unbreakable when we receive your word. You keep your promise. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, hey. If you said it, we believe it. Hey. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. You're a man. Yeah, I know things are possible.
Before we go into the closing, I kind of skipped you, Loretta. You want to go ahead and do your closing prayer?
Well, actually, you asked Sister Shirley if she was willing.
Shirley.
She's willing to do it.
Yeah.
She can go ahead.
Before I do the closing prayer, I would like to sing a song of testimony, and then I'll go into the closing prayer.
One time, sweet Jesus, is all that I'm asking for me. Give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time.
Father God, thank you for blessing us to witness another Sunday evening prayer conference time. Lord, we thank you for all our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. Let this holy time continue to strengthen us through this week. Let it empower us to tell dying men and women that Jesus loves and cares for us all. Lord, if it is your will, bring us to this time again next week. We pray in Jesus' name. May we all say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful song.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Sister Shirley. And just to conclude our call for today, we just want to thank everyone for attending and sharing. It means so much to just hear our words, to hear your voice as family, and we're everywhere across the country. It just brings us all together, and it's just beautiful that we're coming together in the Word of God.
Amen,
so in closing,
amen.
We thank God
amen.
For the way. In closing, we thank God for the way that He has been with us during this time, and we ask Him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Safe and blessed weekend.
Amen. Amen.
Love you all.
Love you all. Have a good night.
also.
Good night.
Good night.